Blog Talk Radio.
We could just believe that. Don't miss what's going on, brothers and sisters, in the universe. God answers some prayers. There's a new spirit in America. God answering prayers. He never failed us. The scripture says, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor it cease begging bread. We're going to be all right. We are going to be all right. I just want to play that for somebody that don't know. When I tell you we're going to be all right, brothers and sisters, we are going to be all right. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and those that don't know it.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
I know it's going to be all right. Listen if you will. Yeah. It's going to be all right.
Sharon, if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we're going to get into today's lesson. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, Pastor B. Good afternoon to Pastor Bell and to all the listeners. Thank you for that selection. We will never lose a battle. It's true. Never lost one, and we'll never lose one. In 1 Corinthians 2, in the King James, it reads as follows. In 1 Corinthians 2, of course, my computer's going to turn now. Well, I want to thank God for this perfect day, another perfect day that He has brought us. God said that if we keep our eyes and sights on and focus on He will give us perfect peace, and that we're all healed by His stripes, that I do believe. For some reason, another my computer is moving slow, so I just want to continue to pray for those who are shut in, those who are bereaved, those who ask us in the moment of their prayer, those who are struggling, and those who need to be delivered. I want to also pray for this broadcast. I bind anything in the blood of Jesus that will interfere with our listeners' hearts and minds to take in the Holy Spirit or in the Holy Ghost. Also want to continue to pray for both our pastors who are so diligently and dedicated to the Word of God, who's trying to definitely get it out every day. I pray for those who don't know they need to be prayed for. And I also pray for myself and my family and friends that we can continue to open up our hearts to each other and let the Holy Spirit guide us on a daily basis where He already abides. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. Hey, brothers and sisters, we're talking about comparing spiritual things spiritual. And I know we were doing a lot of teaching on Apollos, and I just think he's such a worthy person to examine his ministry. I guess that's what I'm really led to say. The man did so much great work until sometimes you got to recognize the small things. I noticed on yesterday during the course of that trial, the thing to swing in George Floyd tried to swing toward a guilty verdict was a small thing. Who would have ever thought a little 9-year-old girl would do a filming of the incident? And the thing that really struck with the juror, they said, when the little girl said she told the police officer, Get off the man. Mm. Other people saying the man. See, the little bitty thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it ain't always about the big thing, brother and sister. One scripture changed my life one day. It said, if any man be in Christ. Well, really thought about the word ill. But when I began to do a research, well, I may not be in Christ. I need to examine myself.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
But there's a possibility because I said it, don't make it true. You got a lot of preachers out here preaching because they're preaching don't mean they're preaching the gospel.
All right.
And look at Apollos. The man was preaching, and he was preaching, but he wasn't up to date with his preaching. You got a lot of people preaching, but they're not up to date with it. They're still trying to preach an Old Testament, living in a New Testament world. Can't do it.
Amen.
Listen, brother and sister, Christ became the ultimate sacrifice. He became sin for us. That has to be real to you. When that become real to you, then you become righteous conscience rather than sin conscience. I really want y'all to examine Apollo's life. But you got to become righteous conscience. I mean, you got to start putting faith in the word of God. Remember Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You got to put faith in that. You got to trust that. You got to believe that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So what he realized was John 4:41-42. I'll let you see that. He had to come to this truth. Y'all just kind of stay with me for a moment. I'm doing a comparison here with scriptures and how this happened with him. His man was preaching, but he wasn't preaching today's message. He wasn't preaching the message of that day that it was about Christ. So in the Gospel of St. John, the 4th chapter, 41 and 42 verse.
Pastor, I apologize for any inconvenience. For some reason or another, my internet is not picking up.
Okay. Pastor, we jump on that right quick.
Praise God.
Yes, Pastor.
John 4:1-42.
Okay, from the King James. And many more believed because of his own words, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of our things, but we have heard him ourselves, and know that he is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. And from the Message Bible, he knew all about the things I did. He knows me inside and out. They asked him to stay on. So Jesus stayed 2 days. A lot more people entrusted their lives to him when they heard what he had to say. They said to the woman, we're no longer taking this on your say-so. We've heard it for ourselves and know it for sure. He's the Savior of the world. Amen.
See, this is something you're going to have to experience for yourself to know that Christ indeed. See, he promised that he and the Father would come and make their abode with us. That's what happens, brothers and sisters. The world won't know it. You around here trying to see it through the optical nerve, you won't see it that way. You have to see it through the Spirit. And the only way you see it through the Spirit is the Spirit have to show it to you. You can't get it no other way.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It won't become scientifically possible. It won't come because you read it. That's not the way you're going to get this stuff. The only way you're going to get it, God himself have to reveal it. Same thing happened with Peter.
Yeah, say it
now. When Jesus asked Peter, he says, who do man say that I is Son of Man am. He said, oh, some say Elijah, some say, oh, Jesus. Okay. Now, who do you say that I am? He said, you're the Christ. He said, let me tell you something, sir. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. You didn't get that revelation through some books and through flesh and blood. But my Father, which is in heaven, had to show you that. I'm trying to tell you, brother, the only way you're going to see spiritual stuff, God's going to have to show it to you.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen. So see, that's from the Spirit reaches the Spirit.
Yes.
Now, no reason Paul said over there in 2 Timothy 1 and 11 and 12, for this reason I've suffered these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he was able to keep me what I have committed unto him in that day.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
See, God has to grant you that faith, brothers and sisters, by his Spirit at a regenerated, or better yet, when we are born again. Your spirit man has to become born again so that you can begin to receive the new stuff.
Amen.
See, Galatians 2 and 20 is not real to most Christians. That's why I continue to say, and I know the Lord's going to have me to really get into it, but we're going to teach people how to reposition themselves. So Galatians 2 and 20 become a reality. You want to read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Galatians 2 and 20. I have it now, Pastor. I apologize. In the King James.
Okay.
Yes. Galatians 2 and 20. Thank you, Pastor Bell. I appreciate it. Sorry for inconvenience. It reads as follows. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in, the flesh I live by, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, I indeed, I'm sorry, I have crucified. Let me back it up a little bit more. Amen. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion, and I am no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. Amen.
See, that's spiritual, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
This is what Apollo was missing. He had the education. Mm-hmm. He was teaching the people truth as he knew it. But he hadn't been crucified.
All right.
So that's what Aquila and Priscilla was introducing to him. Hey, you want to have to crucify the flesh. That inner man. Yeah. See, you got a lot of people out there, brothers and sisters. I need to take my time. But you got a lot of people out there. They're teaching the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they're teaching a truth as they know it. I'm not taking anything from them. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I think they're sincere.
Yeah.
But I've told y'all several times, you can be sincerely wrong.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. See, I'll never forget that time when I wired up this house, and then after I wired the thing up, I hit the switch, and the light down. I'm going like, what? And I was sincere. Mm-hmm. You can't say I wasn't sincere. I wasn't up there playing. I wanted my money. But the light didn't come on. So I went back and changed the wire, repositioned some things, and redid some things, and I hit it. So I was sincerely wrong.
All right. Amen.
But here's the thing. God give us an opportunity to make it right.
Hallelujah.
That's what I like.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
So I like the fact that that Paul said, I no longer live now. It's no more about me now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's about the spirit that lives in me.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes,
life
Lord.
That I now live. I live by believing that
mm-hmm.
Christ is in me, which is the hope of glory. A lot of you right now haven't recognized that Christ is really in your spirit, man. But see, he's in your head yet. But he got to get from your head to your spirit, man, and realize, wait a minute, there's some stuff going on here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, they reject God's kindness. They're rejecting his love. No reason he says, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power.
Yes, hallelujah.
The grace of God is where we can live at, brothers and sisters. You can live there.
Yes.
You can live there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. But you got to get your mind off of flesh.
Yes.
Help and I ain't talking about what nobody's doing. That ain't what I'm talking about. When I say flesh, you got to stop focusing in on the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's your righteousness.
Yeah.
You got to come to a place in your life that you count. You to gain this knowledge. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I like Philippians. And we'll go there. Philippians 3 and 8. We'll read to the 10th verse. Philippians 3, 8 and 10. And here's what you want to look. You want to have faith in Christ, not in Jesus, but in Christ. And people will tell you, oh, I got faith in Jesus Christ. And then you say, well, no, you got to have faith in Christ. They'll turn right around and say, well, I got faith in Christ. Well, no. You can't just say this stuff. You got to live this.
Yeah.
So in the Philippians 3, I think that's what it says. Philippians 3, 8 through 10, please.
In the King James, it reads as follows. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them by dung, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable unto his death. Amen. Conformable. Being made conformable unto his death.
Comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, because of Christ, all the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my Savior firsthand. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. Dog done. I dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him. I didn't want some petty, inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ, God's righteousness. I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power by a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself. If there was any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, I wanted to do it. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Praise
See, you
got
to understand, he counted everything as a loss.
Mm-hmm.
That he may gain Christ, that he may gain the Spirit of God. I know you got things that you place more valuable than other things. There's things that you consider really valuable. Paul said, I came to that place that I considered what was real valuable in his life. He was a member of the Sanhedrin Council, the only one that ever served as a 73rd member. He'd been a great learner all his years, had all kinds of degrees. Matter of fact, even Agrippa said, you got too much learning. Everybody knew his education. Everybody knew he spoke 20-some languages. I mean, they all knew about him. You know, this man said, I count all that as dung. Dung is doo-doo.
Yeah,
waste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Worthless.
Worth,
Everything
yeah.
I've ever did has been worthless.
Mm.
I'm much better off if I have Christ in my life. I'm much better off with Christ in my life than having all the book sense there is, than having all the education. I'm much better off than to be able to speak all these different languages, to have all these positions. He said, I'm bearing all that stuff that I may know Christ. I'm much better off to know Christ. See, he had come to a point.
Yes.
Well, see, when I see Apollos, that's what I see. I see a man that, man, I know this. He was very educated, very smart.
Yes. Yes.
And the scripture backed that up. You know that, right? The scripture backed that up. Everybody knew. I'm telling you, they compared him along with Paul's knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Saul of Tarsus, and he was known throughout the region. And Apollos was too. And it came to a point that people said, well, wait a minute. Should we believe in Paul's gospel or Apollos? And Paul had to straighten them out. And finally, Apollos began to straighten them out. Because he had come to know Christ. He let all of that go. That he may gain the excellency that's in Christ Jesus. Listen, brother and sister, whatever you got going on, whatever you know, whatever you have, you got to count it all as dumb that you can win Christ. You're giving up something to win Christ.
Say that again, Pastor,
And don't be found having your own righteousness. That's not the way to be found. Because that righteousness is simply flesh. It's simply man's doctrine. Have nothing to do with God's righteousness. He came that Jesus came so we could have God's righteousness. And that righteousness is by faith. The faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God, the faith.
Yeah.
That
Amen.
You may know and may have the power. That's how you get the power of the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
You have to do
Hallelujah.
That.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Amen.
I may have to pick it up there. There were some things I wanted to share. But anyway, long story short, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you all on tomorrow.